The Electoral Commission of South Africa hosted the signing of the Electoral Code of Conduct and ballot paper draw at the Gallagher Estate in Midrand on Thursday ahead of the May 29 elections. IEC Chief Electoral Officer Saima Mabolo cautioned political parties against using social media platforms to share misinformation that could harm the elections.
The ballot paper is the ultimate resource for recording the voters' choice. It must thus be produced so as to facilitate the choice of the voter rather than befogging that choice. In conclusion, let us collectively uphold the ideals of democracy and demonstrate our commitment to credible and transparent elections. As leaders of political parties and as citizens, let us lead by example, fostering an electoral environment characterized by trust, integrity, and respect for all. For its part, the Electoral Commission commits itself to pronounce an electoral outcome rooted in the choices of the South African voters. As with any electoral contest, the choice of the voter is paramount.
A draw was held to determine the order of political parties on the national ballot. However, an independent candidate's name was the first to be drawn from the bowl containing the party's names. The names of independent candidates were not supposed to be in the bowl, and IEC chairperson Mosotho Muyeba apologized for the error.
I must admit, when we err in public, and we do, you know, I think there is no pride. We have to apologize, as I do.
The Alliance of Citizens for Change will be first on the ballot paper for the elections. Political parties contesting the elections signed the IEC's Code of Conduct. The final list of candidates contesting the elections will be published by the IEC on April 10th. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.